Today is the 16th of April, 2009, and Mark said he wanted to focus on the family. No, I'm just kidding. Not focus on the family like James Dobson, right? But focus on the family like Mark Phillips and Rosette Phillips and Larry Phillips. Is that what you're thinking about?
Yeah.
You know, focus on the family. James Dobson has been around for years and years and years. And he started as a... psychologist working with children, and he worked in a hospital, I think, and he was in child development and all kind of things like that, and he basically kept going on, and finally he had this grand idea that he was going to start an organization, and there was nothing really biblical about it, but he decided, because it was something he thought the society needed his services, he was going to start an organization, a not-for-profit 501c3 organization called FOTF, Focus on the Family. Mm-hmm. And he's made millions and millions and millions of dollars doing it. He has a very large megaplex in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and many offshoots of ministries have come out of FOTF, including the Full Employment Full Employment Council, the Council, Family Council, Full Council, and different organizations. But really, our focus has to start not on the family. It has to start on the Creator. And you know, we have to start with the right origins of the family. If we start with the family, unfortunately, we're going to start with a fallen family, because Adam and Eve plunged the whole creation into what we call the curse. Now, you have three on that sheet there. What does that mean?
The title of this discussion is what I want to call three. You, me, and Mom.
You, me, and Mom.
You, my dad, my mom, and me as your son.
Right. God wanted to call it three. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm not trying to say the Phillips represent the Trinity. I'm not trying to say that at all. But so many people want to put all their focus on men and families, and you know, and they don't want to focus on God. They don't want to focus on what He's accomplished. You know, without Him, we would not be existing. Without Him, we would have no hope for eternal life. Without Him, we would be of all men most miserable. And so, when we start talking about families and the dynamics of the family and the husband and the wife and the marriage and how that marriage is likened to the church, and we talk about proper relationships between the husband and the wife, the bride and her spouse, and so on, we have to be careful, because we don't want to end up where Jim Dobson and Bill Meyer and Jay, what's his name, the other counselor, I forgot his name now, Jay Adams, ended up. because the focus is self-centered. It's man-centered. It's not God-centered. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What did you want to talk about tonight, considering the family?
Different families, like our family and other families.
Okay, the differences in the families, or
how there's a father, a son, and a
okay,
and a mother.
You know, that would be the, you know, they say in psychological terms, that would be a nuclear family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether you where you have a father and a mother and an offspring from those two people. In our society, we are seeing a breakdown of that nuclear family. We're seeing all kinds of new families springing up. Over 50% of the population of the United States now are living in relationships outside of wedlock. And kids are being brought up with stepfathers and stepmothers and stepsisters and stepbrothers and stepgrandchildren, and it's just a mess. And now we've got a new thing going on. Well, it's not so new, the last 5 years, and that's called the gay family. You know? It's not anymore the beaver family, it's the gay family, where you have two moms and two daddies and maybe, you know, who knows what other combinations are going on. It's a sad day in the life of America when we see the breakdown of the nuclear family. There was a proper role in the Garden of Eden. God said, let us make man in our own image. And then he said, it's not good for man to live alone. And he took a rib out of Adam and made Eve. And she was called the mother of all living. And now we don't have Adam and Eve anymore. We have Adam and Steve. And Adam and Steve can't procreate. And so the only way they can get kids is if they can some way finagle around and adopt or become a foster parent and then teach their perversion to these poor kids. And Christ said it was better that a noose was around their neck and they were cast into the sea than to offend one of these little ones. He said, suffer the little ones to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of heaven. The roles have been skewed in our family relationships. Now we have Mr. Mom and Mrs. Dad. We have Mr. Mom staying at home and cooking and sweeping the rug and cooking apple pie while Mom's away at work making the money while Mr. Mom is home you know, washing windows and vacuuming the carpet. It's a reversal of roles. We have feminazis running our country. People like Nancy Pelosi or Pelosi and Hillarious Clinton and all these other people up there, when they should be at home taking care of their families. Our society has gotten totally out of kilter. Well, now we have people that think they know best. You know, there used to be a show called Father Knows Best. Now there's a show that should be called Feminazi Knows Best. Yeah, there used to be a show named Leave It to Beaver. And now it should be called Leave It to, what's that gal's name that has, she's a lesbian that has a television show. I can't even remember her name. I don't even want to know her name. DeGeneres. DeGeneres is her name. And Miss DeGeneres is a lesbian, and She, you know, she's got a right name. It should be Degenerate instead of Degeneres. She is Degenerate. And of course, you have Rosie O'Donnell and Rosie Barr and all these other people out there that got to prance around, and Oprah Winfrey and Joyce Myers and Jan Crouch and Martha Stewart, and you know, you can name these people. They want the headlines. They want the central stage. And so, instead of having Leave It to Beaver, we have, I forget her first name. Is it Helen DeGeneres or Susan DeGeneres? I don't know. Instead of having Andy Taylor and Aunt B, okay, we have some female cop that's trying to take the role of a police officer, and the police officer, Andy Taylor, now is working for the male sheriff. What a mixed up mess we've got. Instead of mom staying at home and being with Dick and Sally and Jane the Spot, we got Dad staying at home with Dick and Jane and Sally and Spot. And we got Mom going to work and calling Dad up and saying, "What are you fixing me for supper?" You know, it's just a mess out there. It is important that we look at the past and we see where our society has gone awry. Family structure has been put into to major hurt because of the mores of our society. And a lot of things have influenced that downfall. Yeah, it's very rare to have a Larry and a Rosette and a Mark in a family that have been together for 35 years, 34 years, 33 years. You've been with us 33 years now. And Mark, Rosette and I will have been together in August 35 years. Very rare. You know, people are not in the long-term relationships. They don't believe in the covenant. They do not believe in the vows they took till death do us part. The vows they should take now when they get married is till I stub my toe, or till I get mad and want you to go. You know, that should be the vows. Until I no longer like you. Until you make me mad. That's how long I'll stay with you. Some people are not even taking any wedding vows. They're saying, forget the wedding, let's just shack up until we no longer want to live together. And some people are not even making covenants while they're shacking up. They're going around fornicating all over town while they're living with somebody else. That's what the homosexuals do. You know, the homosexuals have hundreds, if not thousands, of sexual partners, and yet they want to say they want marriage. They don't want marriage. All they want is to destroy marriage. Try to destroy marriage. So the family. There used to be a television program, All in the Family. And it was really a mockery of the family. You know, we had Carol O'Connor on there, and he was trying to, I think that was his name, whatever it was, and then his son-in-law was questioning all of the traditional values in the family, putting him down, wanting to bring in acceptance of all of these things that now are being pushed down our throat. That we're supposed to swallow hook, line, and sinker. The Bible says that there'll come a time when they'll no longer endure sound doctrine, but they will heap unto themselves teachers having itching ears. They turn themselves unto fables. That's what our society is at right now. I'm gonna sneeze. I did sneeze. Excuse me. And so now we see, Mark, that what you say here about the family, about a mother and a father and a son, or a mother and a father and a son and a daughter, or a mother and a father and a son, you don't find that a whole lot anymore. What you find is you find people that are living in non-monogamous relationships. That means they're no longer faithful to each other. And the courts say, well, they grew apart. They were no longer compatible. They fell out of love. You know, the problem is when they first started going together, they just had puppy love. They weren't willing to make a long-term commitment based upon the fact that they had made the commitment. It was a conditional covenant, not an unconditional covenant. The condition was, as long as you do what I want, I'll stay with you. But the moment you don't do what I want, I'm out of here. And that is not the way God covenants with His people. God never divorces His people. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and no man can pluck them out of my hand. He said, I give unto them eternal life. And so His covenant with us, with His bride, is an eternal covenant. And that is how the marriage is likened to the church. It is an eternal, lasting covenant. You know, sometimes when you get around couples and you hear them arguing and fighting and not getting along, that's not a replication of the bride and read the Song of Solomon. That'll tell you what the marriage should be like. And Solomon certainly didn't follow his own instructions. Talk about a hypocrite. Solomon was the greatest hypocrite of them all, having all these wives and making gods to all of their different religions. And he certainly was not monogamous in his relationships. And you know, his father wasn't the best of examples, committing fornication with Bathsheba. And of course, we know that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, what do you want to talk about regarding the family?
I'm just glad to say we're a family, you, me, and Mom.
Yeah, it's good to know that there are still some families out there that have not been destroyed by the works of the devil.
I don't know what I'd do without our family.
Well, you know, it would be tough, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I wouldn't know how to go on with our family.
Right. I know. Well, you have some unusual circumstances medically, don't you?
Yeah.
Which makes you probably more appreciative of the family than a lot of people.
Uh-huh.
You know, sometimes people get somewhat self-reliant, don't they?
Uh-huh.
If they don't have any problems, they don't have any physical issues in their life, if everything seems to be going their way, they kind of get cocky and they think self-confidence, you know, like, I don't need anybody. I've got myself.
Mm-hmm.
And what they don't realize is that one thing in their life could cause that whole thing to change, couldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. event on their life.
Well, I mean, I remember we had a... I have a cousin, and his son was involved in a car wreck, and he was paralyzed. And I'm sure that has changed that whole family's perception of people who are disabled. When it happens in your own family, it certainly gives a wake-up call, isn't it? As you look at life totally different than you would have looked at it, than I, you know, would look at it, I'm sure. If you didn't have your medical condition, I'd look at things totally different than I look at them today. When I see a handicapped person or a disabled person, a person in a wheelchair, or a person with Down syndrome, or a father with a retarded child, or someone that's a paraplegic, or someone that is has some kind of rare disease, my heart goes out to that family because I know how much suffering and how much ridicule and how much rejection they've had to go through in their lives. They're kind of on the outcast of society. Not always. Some are able to endure and cope much better than others. What was the fellow's name that was had cerebral palsy and was a minister?
David Ring.
David Ring.
David Ring.
Ring.
Yeah.
That guy went on to get married and have children. Very unusual. That's the exception rather than the rule. We saw a gentleman on YouTube the other day that didn't have any arms or any legs, but yet he was still giving God the glory in his life. Well, that's about all I have to say, but the family... again, focus on the family has been a major failure. It has not... look at our society. Let's focus on the family. I remember I used to know a guy, an old German gal, and she said, you know, if focus on the family was so effective, why are there so many people living out of that wedlock? If focus on the family had such a tremendous... ministry and with their cycle garbage, why hasn't it slowed down the cycle of divorce and remarriage and the cycle of rampant homosexuality and the cycle of rampant drug abuse and alcohol abuse with children and so on? And she's right, because it starts from the wrong premise that man has a free will. It starts from the wrong premise that man is not depraved. It starts from the wrong premise that states that that does not explicitly teach that man is born and conceived in original sin because of Adam. And it teaches that man is born in the image of God, and he's not. He's born in a state of total depravity, and he's dead in his trespasses and sin, and God was never a sinner. So that's my thoughts tonight on this subject of the family. Father, we pray that you would take this discussion and use it for your glory. In Christ's name we pray.